Now, Yemen's interior ministry says at least 5 people have been killed in the latest U.S. drone strikes hitting the country's south. Yemeni officials say the drone strikes targeted suspected Al-Qaeda militants in Ambiyan province on Thursday. The U.S. has carried out dozens of such strikes in the Arab nation over the past year, killing dozens of people. Washington claims the attacks target militants, but evidence on the ground shows many of the victims have been civilians. Yemenis have staged numerous protests to condemn the deadly drone strikes. Ty Barry, activist with Code Pink, joins me from Washington on the phone. Welcome, sir. Mr. Barry, drone strikes are illegal according to international law. So on what basis does Washington continue to conduct these operations, which mainly claim the lives of civilians?
Well, once again, the United States has exposed itself as a rogue nation, doesn't follow the international norms that it so proudly proclaims that it needs other countries to follow. Ben Emmerson of the United Nations came out and said that these are human rights violations, these are violations of international norms and international rule of law, and these are war crimes. And the United States needs to end this war on suspected individuals.
What impact would these drone strikes have on the countries that are targeted in the long term?
Well, I was in Yemen, and I saw people that were devastated. Their lives are devastated. There are innocent victims all over the place in Yemen. The people are afraid. They live in constant state of fear because they're never sure whether they will attend a funeral or attend a wedding or attend a birthday party, and they will, or even just a meeting of local officials, and they could be targeted and proclaimed as suspected militants. And these people have no way of attacking or hurting the United States citizens or any of its interests.
Legally speaking, what can these countries that are the target of drone strikes can do?
Well, apparently very little. As we know, 3 times the parliament in Pakistan voted unanimously, which is a major thing, as Pakistan's parliament very rarely votes unanimous on anything. And they voted to ask the United States to stop using drones within their national borders. And the Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif, the Prime Minister before that, Zardari, told the United States they want an end to these drone strikes. And the United States just says, we're going to do what we want to do when we want to do it.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks.
It's very, very pathetic.
Indeed. Well, many thanks to Ty Barry, activist with Code Pink from Washington. Thanks to your thoughts there, sir.